We're going to try to play some clips here in a second, maybe, without an echo. We'll see. So just to conclude, you know, again, residents who violate the order, but okay, so the site would be used to allow police to educate residents who violate the order, the rules, you know, but would not yet, I add parenthetically, be used to charge or arrest anyone. Can you not see where all of this is heading? So we're getting there in a second. And this is just, you know, one example of what's happening everywhere. When you start thinking about how quickly things are moving, it was 2 months ago. January 20th was the first confirmed case in the United States. And here we are 2 months later. Bill Gates just making things up with Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta. We need to play that. The beginning of that 10-minute thing. Maybe I can get that figured out by the bottom of the hour. I'll work on that in the next couple of breaks. And, you know, he says, because in the one clip, Anderson Cooper starts out by saying what I'm saying, basically. You know, if you have people, you know, we're fine in this county, and everybody that comes in self-quarantines and no big deal. By the way, I heard reports that in little tiny sleepy Montana, 177 cases, 4 deaths, they're saying. People that, you know, the National Guard is doing temperature checks at the airports and the train stations. Well, it's just for your own good, right? And those people are supposed to go self-quarantine after they disembark. But, you know, how is that being enforced? If people are supposed to stay home and non-essential, blah, 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 then how is this happening? We keep hearing about people, you know, like, for example, in Montana, some guy, oh, yeah, this guy was down in Oregon, that guy, this woman was in New York. I got there and I was like, oh, I don't know if this is a good idea. Oh, my goodness. Which, again, lets you know that it's all a put-up job. It's a scam. We're allowing the, if there is a thing, then these policies are allowing certain people to migrate about and infect areas, allegedly, so that we have a surreptitious justification, excuse me, to shut places down. And that's an age-old tactic. Remember the sign? People joke about how Zionism works. You know, it takes the stick. It's the Frank Kitson counter gang stick. You know, and you go stick the stick somewhere in a group of people. Oh, my goodness, there they are. And you shoot at the stick. And you just accidentally kill a bunch of people around the stick. Oops. Then you take your stick and you go stick it somewhere else. And you shoot at the stick because, you know, there they are. It's an invisible enemy. Ridiculous. Inslee said he's had discussions with leaders in technology. Now this is a health thing, right? Isn't this a health thing? Okay. Inslee said he's had discussions with leaders in the technology industry about finding creative solutions to challenges Washington faces in response to the virus outbreak. Now listen, again, I know this is just this is conspiratorial, I know. That's almost the last paragraph in this article. And again, the headline in the article is businesses in Washington state that don't comply with stay-home order could have licenses revoked. That is I think a fair, it's safe to say that is the context of the article. I've read you every paragraph so far. Not a long, you know, on my sheet, it's one page. I have not left anything out to, you know, for effect. I've added a few things, obviously. Full disclosure. But when you read there at the end, Inslee said he's had discussions with leaders in the technology industry about finding creative solutions to the challenges Washington faces. What challenges do you suppose, with the rest of the article in view? I mean, people say, well, that you're taking liberty there. Well, maybe, but what other challenges are mentioned besides compliance? Tesla CEO Elon Musk is exploring whether his supply chain can provide more ventilators for Washington, and Inslee praised the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for funding research on the coronavirus. Oh, we'll get to that. It's just a philanthropic humanitarian organization. They just love people. Yeah. Bill Gates has been super in understanding the need for testing, and we had some ideas about how to maximize that, Inslee said. Really? Huh. Voters? Anyone? Voters? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a state of emergency, so just emergency powers and, you know, ramrod it through, whatever. You don't even have to ask. You just say, this is what we're doing, right? I mean, that's what's happening. Shoot first, ask questions later. They had a gathering? Shoot first, ask questions later. How dare they have gatherings and endanger no one? They're endangering my perception management. That's what they're doing. All right, the stay-home order will remain in effect until at the earliest April 6th. Inslee says the rules could be extended depending on how aggressively the virus continues to spread. Yeah. Well, you know, it's astonishing. I heard one person say yesterday, oh my goodness, one person, you know, that I know sounds sick. This person sounds sick. And it doesn't sound serious. It sounds like, you know, maybe a bad case of seasonal flu. But I'm thinking, what about all the people that we all heard about, or some, you know, some of us were those people who got sick just this past fall during the flu season? And what about those numbers that I mentioned from the CDC's website? What is happening, America? Everyone seems to be succumbing to this mind virus. The real virus is the mind virus. Because most people, I mean, honestly, I've heard, you know, in the 2 months so far, I've heard so few accounts, I could count them all on one hand, of people that I know who say, yes, this person was hospitalized. I've heard one of those. And I don't know everybody, obviously, but I know some people who, you know, they're like those Malcolm Gladwell, the connector types, you know, know an unusually high number of people and know people in different places and stuff like that. Across multiple states, I'm not hearing it. One person's sick. One person was hospitalized. You know, I've heard less than five accounts. And if it was really the pandemic, the contagion that Montana Governor Steve Bullock says it is, COVID-19 is a contagion, we'd be hearing a lot more, I think, all of us. The social scientists tell us that we're only 6 degrees separated, so, you know. I want to play that clip. So, let me see. What else can I do? That's that article. There's this other piece, but I want to play this clip. I don't want to, mean, I sent a message out to a bunch of people yesterday, and I've been talking about this surveillance and contact tracing. I need to get that Fauci clip pulled up too. House Oversight and Reform hearing, coronavirus is day one. That one. Robert Redfield. You know, everybody has a theatrical name. Hashdy Taggy is talking. Well, you know, a couple of years ago at the World Economic Forum. Really, how many of you attended? Has she attended? Isn't she a reporter? Or was the CIA handsomely represented at the event 201? Infectious diseases head warns coronavirus outbreak will get worse. That's the clip that I want to play together with this. You go out into the community, you do surveillance, Estelle Getty says. All right, on the Road Warrior Radio, the RWR.com site, there's that link up in the top right-hand corner on a desktop. You can click on the thing, you know, the hamburger icon in mobile. One page, COVID-19, and there's some stuff on there. I don't know, maybe I'll try to do this differently. I probably should have the feeds pumping into a site, which I was thinking about this morning. Maybe I'll do that. But there are a number of Google Alerts feeds just to see what Google picks up. And Google doesn't pick up on everything, which is curious. You know, let me see, for example. Oh, there's some stuff on Gabby now. There wasn't. Adrian Thomas, nothing. Avril Haines, nothing. I'm sure the CIA, you know, sanitizes certain folks before it goes out through whatever. Anyway. But Tom Inglesby. I'm really, really, I'm astonished. I can't believe that Chris Wallace or somebody didn't say, you know, it's so amazing. Chris Wallace, you know, having Tom Inglesby on Fox News Sunday. You know, Tom, it's really amazing that you guys just had this event in October. And everything is playing out exactly as you guys surmised. Comments, Tom. You know, something. Nothing. Nothing. Nobody's talking about Event 201. Gaslighting it in the mainstream press. That's curious. Let's just see real fast how many views some of those videos have right now. Because those videos, I have a playlist created. There are 11 videos. Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security. What does that mean? That's a communitarian eugenicist kind of thing. You know, it's we have a responsibility to protect your slow death. So Event 201 highlights. Segment 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the Clade 10 pandemic exercise stuff. They love doing this kind of stuff. But just out of curiosity, I wonder how many times, for example, the highlight reel has been viewed. 1.78 million times. 1.78 million times the highlight reel has been viewed. Segment 1, 531,000 times, 531,000 times. Pretty interesting. And yet, somehow, the mainstream press hasn't heard about it. That is a wow. It's a mystery. I guess it didn't really happen then. I mean, if the Washington Post isn't talking about it, then it must not have happened. Right? Let's see. What does Google say? VCYAmerica.org, leadstories.com. That's it. So the highlight reel has been viewed 1.7 million times on YouTube. Isn't YouTube a Google subsidiary? Oh, I'm sorry, an Alphabet subsidiary? And somehow, Google just doesn't know about it. No one knows about it. Huh, that's amazing. Something funny is going on here. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has some interesting stuff. I just need to put all of this stuff on a site. I will do that. I will build something. It will not look fantastic, but you know what? All this stuff will feed into it. And I'm interested in feedback. We'll put these RSS feeds in there. And I don't know. Maybe a few other things. And just see what comes out of that. Is there something else somewhere? I'm not aware of any fantastic resource for that kind of stuff. So Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation RSS feed. What does Google Alerts pick up? Not much. Again, you know, worldpreview.com, this therapeutics accelerator. Barron's, there you go. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Trust made a large investment in the Mexico Fund. That's good stuff. Let's see what that is, shall we? There's another one I want to mention. Before I go to that real quick, what's this, verdict.co.uk? That looks interesting too. These grants to leading institutions in their fields will advance our understanding of blah, blah, blah. That looks interesting too. Dairy Reporter, in vivo study on atopic dermatitis reduction. Evolve is a portfolio company of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, a portfolio company. And Horizons Ventures, the venture division of the Li Ka-shing Foundation. Researchers predict coronavirus surge in Massachusetts, New England. This is NBC Boston. A paper produced with funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, a paper that they funded says it's going to get worse? That's amazing. Wow, it's like they're psychic. Well, based on the modeling, we need to do better testing. Okay, Bill Gates. You know, we need to play that clip. Do people not see what a mind job this is? What a mind trick? When Anderson Cooper, it's like he's almost trying to, again, employ sophistry to muddy the waters before he asks the question. Okay, so people want to quarantine people that come into the state for 14 days because that's the incubation period. What do you say to them if they don't want to shut the state down entirely? People aren't sick. Why do they have to stop doing what they're doing? And he says, well, you know, say you do that. You have 100 cases, and then all of a sudden you have, you know, 33% increase. Really? From where? We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. I talk about a thing. I forget the name of the book. Maybe I can find that. The way that I paraphrased what the author was talking about is this thing I call a pornographic addiction to tragedy that people have. And because of that schizoaffective disorder, when people see tragedy in the lives of others, It's almost exciting to them. Well, it's not almost. It is exciting. And, you know, this is a concept that's akin to what Jaron Lanier wrote about in You're Not a Gadget Manifesto, when he's saying, you know, if you believe in the pre-trib rapture, then you might not, you know, be so anxious to help people as you would be excited to usher, you know, those problems and things that people experience. Hey, that's cool. You know, Jesus is coming. Ain't it great, brother? And if you believe the singularity, by the same token, you would cease to be making technology to help people and start, you know, trying to usher in the events that, you know, would bring the singularity to fruition. Anyway, with that in mind, here's an interesting article, and I'll get back to some of this other stuff. Why Germany's coronavirus death rate is far lower than other countries. This is an NPR article published. This is trending, apparently, published last week, last Wednesday. And it's just weird. You know, let's talk facts. Let's be objective. This is a public media outlet. Public journalist outlet. Why Germany's coronavirus death rate is far lower than in other countries. Tell me if this doesn't sound like what I would call pornographic addiction to tragedy. As confirmed cases of the coronavirus, these are the first two paragraphs. Three, I guess. And it's really like the There's one that's just a sentence. So, as coronavirus cases, as confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Germany soared past 10,000 last week, hundreds of Berliners crowded Volkspark to play soccer and basketball and to let their kids loose on the park's many jungle gyms. Oh my goodness, how dare they endanger everyone in their gathering? The conditions seemed ideal. Here's where what I'm talking about comes in. The conditions seemed ideal for the spread of a virus that has killed thousands. Indeed, as of Wednesday, Germany had the fifth highest number of cases. Yet Germany's fatality rate so far, just 0.5%, is the world's lowest by a long shot. And again, those numbers are dubious because, you know, as I said about Italy, Italy has completely revised their numbers. 88% of the deaths reported, they're saying no. Comorbidity of at least one, probably more things. And so this person died, as they said, with coronavirus, not of, you know, COVID-19. And, you know, even Fauci has said himself similar things. You know, the numbers are being dubiously reported or sensationalized. And he wrote himself, maybe I can pull that up in a second, that, in fact, I think Larry sent that to me as well. It's interesting, you know, the things you find, and then, you know, we're all kind of seeing the same stuff or thinking the same thing. And so common sense, I think, would dictate that we would all be doing the old, maybe it's time to restore party lines, phone lines, you know, party lines. And we can start doing the phone game and passing things along, and everyone can start calling their phone tree, because social media certainly doesn't seem to benefit you and I. I look at YouTube not signed in, and it says, you know, sign in so you can track what you watch, or, you know, what does it say? It says, keep track of what you watch. And I think it should say, we keep track of what you watch. And we want you to help us do a better job of keeping track of what you watch. Anyway. Well, and then we'll go to the phones. Actually, we're about to go to a break. The Barron's article. Bill and Melinda Gates Trust invests big in Mexico fund. That's today. Barron's. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And then Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time, the green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Watching Andrew Cuomo do his best Christopher Walken impression during the break there. It's terrible. Why does he keep saying... Anyway. So, to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John.
I took a week-long hiatus. And it feels different, let me tell you. But some interesting things. I got a lot done around the house. Interesting things while I was off, though. What was the drug that President Trump was talking about that they used for malaria?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting around the house. I got some work finished up outside, and my wife had Little House on the Prairie on television, and they had a flu epidemic, Chris, and Doc Baker says, there's this drug that they use for malaria that's been around about 70 years, so you're talking since 1820, and it was chloroquine. So coincidence that Little House on the Prairie in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic would have an episode. It's just coincidental, Chris. It's got to be coincidental because
John,
they don't plan this stuff. They don't plan this stuff. Anyway, And apparently Donald Trump is getting some bad information because I recall him saying he's been around about 70 years. Yeah, they used it during World War II for malaria. Well, evidently it was around 120 years before that. So, you know, I'm almost at a loss because I've done a little bit of math as well. And this is dividing families. I would be lying if I said my wife wasn't scared to death of this coronavirus. She'd never admit it. I've done some math. 61,000 people, I think, last year died of the flu. And here we are 4 months into the coronavirus, and 21,000 people in the United States have died as a result, if you believe their numbers. Multiply that out three times, and it comes out to 63,000 people that, if they, quote, flatten the curve, 63,000 people will die of the dreaded COVID-19 coronavirus. 3,000 more. So you could call it a bad flu season, if nothing else, if you believe that any of the diseases that we call diseases just happen, or is it every year that you got to move the cattle to get their vaccination because you want to cull the herd so you kill the weak? I am becoming so cynical, Chris. I know that, you know, if you got a herd of beef cattle and you've got some that are sick, you send them to market. You get rid of them because you can't, they're not doing, they're not providing. You're not going to feed something that you're not getting something from. A return on your investment. You're going to cull the herd, take it to the auction. You don't care what they do if they get rid of it. And that's, I think, what is behind a lot of disease. Is that a cynical point of view? Probably. Is it truthful? Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
go ahead
and I'll gather my thoughts because I did have another point. Please.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's cynical. I mean, you know, again, if we're suddenly so concerned about life and so concerned about the vulnerable and those who are at risk, what about all these children, the millions of children that are losing their lives? Why are we not concerned about them? Suddenly, if we're so concerned about life, oh my goodness.
Well, they are losing, they're losing their use for a lot of the children, because now the whole idea of human trafficking has come to the forefront. That's probably slowed down their business a little bit. And that sounds very, very sad. Then you take into consideration what was going on a year or two ago with Planned Parenthood, and can you try not to bruise the lung this time, you know, with the whole, and I don't even like to go there, Chris, but what is behind Planned Parenthood? I like calf's liver. Someone else likes beef liver. Someone else likes lamb chops. Do we really know what is behind Planned Parenthood and the whole abortion industry, especially with the what I found out last year, the elite are doing with the blood of children with certain blood types to prolong their own life? You know, that's something that is really morbid to look at, but it needs to be addressed. And then, you know, when I said it's dividing families, I was talking to my wife and my daughter. Maintaining the 6-foot distance, you know, with your own family, because they don't want to get it. So I'm talking to them, and I'm trying to tell them, you know, it's dividing because you don't take it serious, John. You know, it's dad, it's bad, dad. And I'm like, it's propaganda. You know, it is absolutely, you talk about fear mongering after the NDAA, or the NA, North America, whatever it is, National Defense Authorization Act, and the re-legalizing of the illegal act that they were doing anyway, now it's legal to propagandize you. They have created a worldwide pandemic using their propaganda outlets, putting fear into people for absolutely no reason. broadcasting what they're going to do 2 months before it happens with Event 201, compounding it with the PwC and ID 2020, telling you that they want to put a chip in that's a nanoparticulate that will identify you, changing people's DNA without their consent. And it's crazy talk, unless you've been looking at what they've been talking about doing for 15 years that I'm aware of, and probably 100 years with technocracy. I just recalled what I just ran into an electrical engineer from India, very, very smart man. About 2 months ago, I was talking to him about 5G. He called me in his office today, and he said, you know, you're on to something. What are you talking about? He said, with 5G, you're on to something. He said, have you looked at the virus? I said, yeah, I've seen the picture that they're showing me. He says, it's an antenna array. And he says, 5G with the millimeter waves is aggravating the virus. He said it's a sickness, but it's mm-hmm. aggravating it, and it's infuriating the virus with 5G, which causes me, Chris, to wonder, and I've actually checked it out. I know I'm taking a lot of time and talking around the horn, but my brother-in-law, who passed away on the 23rd of March with a lung disease that was caused by a side effect of a heart medicine, went into a hospital that is using 5G to transmit records. He was in there, couldn't get his breath back, called in hospice. The day hospice came, my brother-in-law passed away. 5G related? Mm. Possibly. Mm. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say definitely. But with someone that already has a disease that is created by a side effect of a drug that the hospital knew was a possible side effect and didn't do any screening prior to the surgery on a 74-year-old man to see if his lungs would tolerate it or if he had the disease that was caused by the side effect of the drug, they did a knee replacement that he never recuperated from in a 5G hospital. So is it death panel? Is it? Go ahead.
And that's the... Absolutely. You have to start wondering that and asking that question, you know. What you're talking about is kind of a scenario where, and again, you know, Bill Gates is bio and tech, the confluence of those things. When you have Sanjay Gupta hanging on Bill Gates' every word, that should tell folks something. This guy, what is his expertise? Why is he writing article after article in the New England Journal of Medicine, of all places? And I mean, it's kind of like, it's a scenario, what you're talking about, where you engineer a situation through perception management where you get, I mean, to draw a parallel, basically, you engineer perception to such an extent that you are creating a perception where, you know, again, just as an example, Jewish people in the Nazi era are clamoring to run to ovens, basically. And that's a horrible analogy, and I know it's fraught with problems. I'm just saying that's the kind of scenario. When you say, you know, death panels, people running into the, you know, the very place that's going to probably kill them.
And they don't, they're so compartmentalized, even the people that are doing it don't have any idea they're doing it.
Sure.
Because it's all somebody, one person playing their part while another's playing their part, and they're concocting mm-hmm. a witch's brew through technology that is a killer. And the crazy part, you know, I told my wife and my daughter yesterday, I said, well, you know, people die every day. They die from cancer, automobile accidents, heart disease and just any disease imaginable. But because of COVID-19, you can't have a funeral. So what are they doing with the bodies, Chris?
Yeah.
They got Walmart warehouse refrigeration somewhere, and they're just stacking them up? I don't think so. When you go to the CDC's website, they talk about importing bodies to be cremated. So somewhere, cremations are going on, and your local funeral home cannot keep up. If everyone wanted to be cremated and not buried, they couldn't do it. It takes too long. So the bodies are going somewhere. And they're going to be firing up, you know, maybe to begin with, furnaces for the dead, because you don't want to spread the disease. Eventually, you know, a billion and a half, and I know I'm ranting, a billion and a half people on this earth without a legal identity. Chris, you got to have the legal identity or you're going to be isolated and unable to participate in the economy. Well, do you think out of 6 billion people, there may be a billion and a half Christians? You know, and they're using this as a guise for those that will say, I don't think I want your shot. Just a question.
Yeah, and
I think it would be a stretch to say that there's a billion and a half Christians. I think that'd be overblown.
Well, it's interesting, you know, what passage is it that God says, you know, I have reserved 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. I think that the real question with regard to Revelation 13 is, what does the word cause mean? I think a word study on cause is in order. When the passage says he will cause, it doesn't sound like there's an option in there, as far as what I can tell.
Well, and people say, you've got a choice. They can't force you to do it. You got to choose to take it. Well, if they came to your average Christian and said, look, you can't go back to work until you get this vaccine, and whether or not you knew there was anything in it, and there may not be anything in it, I don't know, but Bill Gates sure wants something in it, and if they're going to tell me I've got to have a shot or I can't participate or I'm going to be socially excluded, I'm going to say, well, I guess I'm socially excluded. Because a shot for a non-existent, what is a vaccine? An injection is a forcible injection of an artificial cure, not of a cure, of an artificial cure. That's what the word means. Forced introduction of an artificial cure to a disease. That's injection. Anyway, I've said enough. If anyone has anything to say, man, I'd love to hear it. I would love to hear it, because as a group of people, we may be able to figure this out, come up with some things that are very plausible that they don't want people to get into their minds to even ruminate on. Because when you start thinking about where they're going, people might start waking up. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated. And we're headed into a break, so when we come back, we'll continue on, probably go back to the phones. A lot of these articles, though, there was one that I wanted to get back to, the Barron's article, definitely, but the investment article, where is that? The portfolio of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Unbelievable. But, the Vanity Fair article also. And we need to play the clip of the... It was session 4, in particular, of the Event 201 nonsense. They addressed communication, misinformation, disinformation, all that stuff, you know. And you have a couple of people in particular saying, well, you know, how do we make sure that nobody, you know, state and non-state actors aren't saying, well, you know, I mean, what if they try to say that pharmaceutical companies were involved in a pre-release of a thing, or, you know, somehow were involved in, you know, that exactly what is being said in the mainstream press. How do we prevent that from happening? Funny again how these things just And that would be stuff that you and I would never talk about. We'd never talk about if we had one of these things. Not that we ever would. We'll be right back. Stick around.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. All right, let's go back to the phones quickly. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chris. Good morning, good afternoon. Chris, in the first hour, you were talking about balkanization. Our country's already balkanized politically. You got the the Democrats and the Republicans and all these other wacko groups, whatever. we're already balkanized, Chris. If you notice, you don't see Antifa going out marching right now because the country's locked down. So we're already balkanized. We're in a big balkanization for the last probably 60 years, I'd say, ever since the city of Detroit fell. We've been balkanized. But going back to that last caller you had, he was really good, really good call. And, all I can say to him is, and to everybody, look at Revelations, look at the book of Revelations in the New Testament. And also, you got to remember,
Revelation is singular. It's one revelation. The plural is a different book.
Mm-hmm. To thy own self be true. That's all I can say.
Yikes.
You got to be true to yourself.
Really?
Well, you got to know what's to thy own self be true. What I mean by that is you got to.
You're going to use Revelations plural, and then you're going to use that quote. That's telling, I think. Wow.
Well,
that's
listen,
not encouraging. Chris, who is most noted for using that turn of phrase by chance, Tom?
To thy own self be true.
Yeah.
You got to be true to yourself. I don't know. Who? I don't know.
I think you should look that up.
True to yourself before you're true to others. You know?
Yeah, that is a turn of phrase that is attributed to one group of folks, one person in particular. You know, we hear Shakespeare, but not exactly.
Well, yeah, I didn't call about that as much as I want to talk about this. We are balkanized. We're already balkanized as a country politically, and it's only going to get worse now. It's getting worse by the day. Okay, we got enemies all over this country. Forget about what's going. I mean, we can't forget about, but what's going on with China? This all started with one supposedly. We don't even know what they were started with. Was it a factory? Was it a bat? Was it a rat? Was it a cat? We don't know. You know, nobody's even got to that point of understanding where this virus came from. But this virus, let's get back to the real matter here. We had over 9,000 people died last year from tuberculosis, Chris. Tuberculosis ain't been eradicated. How's tuberculosis?
Ron Paul. Yeah, Ron Paul wrote a great piece, The Coronavirus Hoax. And, we're headed into the top of the hour break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Blood of kings!
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.